And thanks to the magic of public radio, we are back with the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, live in the Santa Fe Baking Company. And joining us, as she does many Fridays, is Kate Nelson of the New Mexico History Museum.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day outside.
Kate is with us today, speaking of the arts. And speaking of the arts...
I'd like to hit it.
As as champions of local theater, I have an announcement first, before we get into it here, that we're giving away two free tickets to Theater Grotesco's The Moment of Yes.
Interesting sounding play. I haven't seen it yet.
It sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
They're a wild and woolly group of local troubadours here in Santa Fe, and their show is playing all weekend, this weekend at least, and we have two free tickets to anyone who's interested to this Sunday's performance at 2 p.m. If you're interested, call 428-1382. First caller, 428-1382, gets two free tickets to this Sunday's performance of The Moment of Yes from local theater troupe Theater Grotesco.
And that's over at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It sounds the concept of it is that the actors are trying to create something but need to persuade one another to make a decision, whether it's yes or reject it or whatnot. And there's some audience interactivity involved with it. So great concept that'll maybe kind of blow the lid off your skull.
It's a improvisational theater experience.
That was the impression I got, but I haven't seen it. So it sounds like an adventure.
I've only heard rumors, and it sounds like a mysterious, collaborative sort
of
thing that they've been preparing for a long time, but has no set script, and sounds like it's going to be a good time.
And some of the actors have been trained in Paris and are coming back here to share their talents with it. It's a wonderful opportunity.
It's one of those hidden gems of Santa Fe.
So,
first caller to call 428-1382. For the free Theater Grotesco tickets, we'll get them.
And if you don't get those tickets, I have some options for you on Sunday. At the New Mexico History Museum, we have two free events going on. At 1 p.m., Schola Cantorum, the a cappella group that performs old medieval-type music, will be performing Echoes of Mary in our lobby, which has amazing acoustics. We didn't know that when we built the building. And they're one of our best friends at the History Museum. Their music is transporting. That's at 1 p.m. at the History Museum. It's free. And then at 2 p.m., just head downstairs to our auditorium, and we're going to have a discussion of what it took to renovate the Roque Lobato house, which is a historic house here in Santa Fe, built by Roque Lobato, a Spanish colonial stalwart, and later occupied by Silvanus Morley, who was an archaeologist and probably a spy, and it was recently renovated. This is the kickoff to our contribution to Summer of Color. We're calling it Adobe Summer, and we're going to be talking all summer about what it is about adobe, how do you preserve it, how do you take care of it, and hopefully shine some light on our favorite adobe building, the Palace of the Governors. So that's at 2 p.m. Chris Wilson, a wonderful author, Penn Lafarge, Beverly Spears, and Mac Watson will be talking and possibly debating how you renovate and how you do it properly.
Very cool. Where is that house?
The house, I won't give you the exact instructions because I know the general area, but if you're going north up Washington Avenue, it's kind of up to your right up on the hill there.
Okay.
It's very close to the plaza.
So two free events this Sunday in case you are not the first caller to get the tickets. There are other things to do.
If you're too busy talking on the radio to call in.
Which I frequently am. I've also got an announcement from KSFR about the screening of the new Yes Men movie, which is coming up on Wednesday, June 8th. It's a fundraiser for KSFR. It's screening at the Lensic, and there will be a special reception at 5 p.m. with the Yes-Men. The screening is at 7. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Tickets are available now, and it is a benefit for KSFR. So if you'd like to see some hijinks for social justice, And support your local community radio station. Go to TicketSantaFe.org and get yourself some tickets.
Hijinks for social justice. That's nice. All weekend long, the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival is presenting a film noir festival.
Oh, they're great.
Over at the CCA, all kinds of films are bringing back that you have not seen on the Turner Classic Movie Channel. They start today. In general, they're going to be showing films by Fritz Lang, Billy Wilder, Robert Siodmak, and so forth. Tonight, I think, is Weimar on the Pacific. I'm probably getting this wrong. Here's what you do. You go to santafejff.org for information on the full schedule. Also talks involved. Diane Armitage will be talking about German Expressionism at one point this week, and Steve Ovitzky will talk about refugees who came to Hollywood and wrote scores for the film. They'll be showing Ace in the Hole, which was a Billy Wilder film with Kirk Douglas and Jan Sterling. Kirk Ellis will be there to introduce that one. It's always worth hearing what Kirk Ellis has to say. That's the Film Noir Festival by the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival, and again, the URL to find out more than I know is santafejff.org.
santafejff.org. That's a killer lineup.
Yeah. You could spend the whole weekend indoors.
you could, although I wouldn't recommend spending absolutely all your time indoors. Most of my announcements here are for indoor events.
It's going to be hot later when you'll want to be indoors all weekend. So
true.
This weekend, take advantage. Outside.
It's been getting very warm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of want those cool rainy days back.
Let's see, for fans of David Geist, the cabaret singer and virtuoso pianist, he's going to be at Pranzo tonight at 6 o'clock. That's the David Geist Cabaret. You can catch him at Pranzo tonight with Julie Trujillo. And tomorrow night. I'm sorry, tonight at 6 p.m. and tomorrow night with Julie Trujillo at 6 p.m. at Pranzo Grill. He's a friend of the program and a great musician.
That's nice. Here's a great way to get outside tomorrow. Head down to Bernalillo, the Coronado Historic Site, which, if you haven't been there, is so much fun. It's one of my favorite stops. They live close by, so I can stop in all the time. They are turning 75 this year, and so tomorrow they're kicking off a big birthday party, and there's going to be a very special cake by the Hyatt Regency Tamaya. There's going to be guided tours, music, a display of classic Model A Fords, which were the cars that, when they discovered the Kiva that had the painted murals inside of it way back in the WPA days, they managed to strip them off in full, load them into trucks, take them down a bumpy road to UNM, to the Maxwell Museum, and have them conserved and restored. Since then, in the WPA area, Mape Wee came in and painted new murals that you can go down into that Kiva now and see, and it's a wonderful cultural experience. They're opening two exhibits, The Good Earth and The Development of Native American Easel Art in New Mexico, featuring students of Dorothy Dunn at the Santa Fe Indian School. This is all free. It's 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday at the Coronado Historic Site. Carlos Contreras, the slam poet, will be there performing. And you can... it's a nice place to walk down to the Rio Grande. There are trails along there, and the Rangers there recently expanded them. So make an afternoon of it.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Here at the Radio Cafe, we officially recommend that you get outside, get some sun, get some exercise. It'll be good for you.
There you go.
If you go to an event like this, you can learn some history.
Endorphins are good for you.
Yeah. I've actually never been to the Coronado site.
Oh, go! It's really fun.
I'll check it out this Saturday.
There you go.
Let's see. Also this Saturday. Well, let's back up a step. This tonight, there is a legal clinic for artists at the Santa Fe Small Business Incubator. For all of you creative types out there, and I know you're out there. If you're wondering about the legality of what you do and how to navigate the legal terrain, Small Business Incubator down there on Airport Road is having a legal clinic tomorrow day at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's free to the public, I believe.
That's great. We were just talking about how hard it is to be a business owner right now, so free help there. Also on Saturday, up at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture on Museum Hill, it's the last day to see the Allen Hauser exhibit of sculptures. And they are having events, honestly, from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. There are lectures going on. They're going to screen the Wes Studi film, Geronimo, an American Legend. There will be a panel discussion about the movie with Wes and tribal historian Michael Darrow and chairman Jeff Houses from the Fort Sill Apache. There'll be an artist meet and greet at 6 p.m., a hoop dance performance at 7 p.m., and at sunset, the Fort Sill Apache Fire Dancers with the Good Day family will do the Dance of the Mountain Spirits. It's all free, so head up to Museum Hill, and the sculptures are gorgeous. That's just fun to wander around and see those. But with all these extra activities, what a neat day. Good for the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture.
Yeah, in case anyone out there was thinking that there was nothing to do. Also, if you missed Round Mountain last time they were here, I believe they were at Skylight last time they were here, but they're back tonight at Gig. Tonight at 7:30. And they're awesome. They're rip roaring American folk music kinda good time, and I'd recommend everyone go check it out.
Live music just changes how music sounds. I want to go through a couple of things to take your kids to. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the 12th annual East Mountain Fiber Farm and Studio Tour. You can get all the details at eastmountainfibertour.com. I love when they pick a URL that just says what you need to type in. You'll go from farms and studios to see alpacas, angora goats, llamas, angora rabbits. You'll meet the weavers. You'll be able to purchase yarns and completed products. And I cannot knit to save my soul, but whenever I see this stuff, I just get creatively excited. Also on Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 over at the Hillside Market on Old Las Vegas Highway, they're holding Spunk and Spirit, Storytelling for Community Day. Joe Hayes, that wonderful man, will be there along with Regina Ress, Liz Mangual, Phyllis Bergman, and Cynthia Dobson. They'll perform stories of community spirit and spunk. It's the Hillside Market's third annual Community Day. That's a free event. And then over at the History Museum from June 15th to 19th, we are holding a Time Trekkers Summer Camp for kids. It'll be every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they'll do all kinds of historical-based activities, including learning how to make rope and rope a calf and work in the palace press. They'll do a field trip to the Santa Fe Farmers Market. Get all the information by calling 476-5087.
So just in case you your kids were feeling left out,
we got them covered.
We're actually one of the best places in the country to raise a family.
I think so.
I'd say.
Or a dog.
If you're, they're part of the family.
You see a lot of them around here anyway.
If you're like me and you badly need a haircut,
this is your weekend.
Tomorrow from 10 to 3. At the Rock, Paper, Scissors Salon in the Sambusco Center, there's a benefit for the Food Depot. You can go get yourself a haircut, and you can benefit a local charity. And these are all, you know, beautician professionals who are able to will be able to fix you up.
You're not going to lose the ponytail, are you?
The ponytail? I didn't mean to have a ponytail.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem.
I see.
The ponytail is entirely unintentional.
Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lensic Performing Arts Center, it's the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet School and Folklorico Recital. This is fun. It's an eye-catching performance by 375, maybe more, talented young dancers of the School of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet and Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Folklorico. They will perform ballet and jazz to original choreography inspired by the traditions of Mexico. This is an annual recital that people just love. Kids are aged 3 to 18. And I just like opportunities to catch kids when they're doing not just well, but excellent. And this is one of those opportunities. 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lensic on Sunday.
That sounds like a good show. In case, If you're like me and you didn't know they had a school over there,
yeah,
you'd be excited to know that they're making more of these dancers.
Three-year-old dancers. Like, it's cuteness overload.
All right, let's see. Also on Sunday, let's see, we've got the Beatlick Sisters and Friends present Poetry Theater. It's a multimedia presentation this Sunday at 5 p.m. at Teatro Paraguas. We've got a full slate of local artists and poets appearing in one of our many underrepresented local theater organizations here in town. So Sunday at 5, a poetry tour de force at Teatro Paraguas.
But what will you do tonight? Here's some ideas. Both the History Museum and the Museum of Art are open for free from 5 to 8 p.m. So come in, no cost, check out what you want to, and then head down to the Rail Yard because it's their last Friday art walk. All the galleries in the Rail Yard area will be open late. A couple of openings, so maybe you can catch some hors d'oeuvres there. If you start a little bit earlier over at the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe up on Grant Avenue, Joel Bechtel will perform J.S. Bach's Unaccompanied Cello Suites from 5:30 to 6 p.m. That's a free event. And another musical performance at 5:30 will be just across the street here at the Unitarian Universalist Church. The Music on Barcelona will perform the music of Saint-Saëns from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then go out for dinner.
You're never very far from something good around here.
That's true.
During that art walk in the Rail Yard tonight, you can catch actual contemporaries.
Oh, that's right.
There's a write up in the Reporter about it. We had him on the air on Wednesday, so there's plenty of information about it. Or you can just wander over there, wander into the old art van. And see what they're up to. It sounds really interesting.
That's always interesting to stumble on that van, which is how I've always found it, unintentionally. And cool stuff that they're doing.
Absolutely.
That's the Footprints one. We already did that. This weekend, another thing for kids, Opera for All Ages. It's Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m., and it's a performance of Written in the Stars. It was created by the Santa Fe Opera. It explores the relationship between words and music in opera as a love story. And maybe the boys won't want to go. Presented in a delightful and engaging format for children and families. It's a fully staged piece. They'll be in their costumes and everything. Soprano Abigail Mitchell will perform the part of Melody. And baritone Jared Ott will be Webster, and Kurt Pavitt will be at the piano. I'm pretty sure I heard a bit of this as a recital up at one of the Taos museums a couple of weekends ago. And their voices, it was beautiful. This is in the Gaddis Hall in the Gardens at the Santa Fe Opera. Call 986-5900 or log on to santafeopera.org.
This is a way for you opera aficionados to get your kids started.
There you
early,
go. There you go.
To bring up the next generation of opera fans.
It's a big thing here.
It's the biggest thing here. Let's see. Looking at some of our local intellectuals and writers, tonight there will be a book release party at the Santa Fe University Library. Local author Marisha Scarborough will be presenting her new memoir, which has the enticing title Honey in the River, Shadow, Sex, and West African Spirituality.
Wow.
There will be readings, music, and dance. To find out more, you can call 505-473-6440, or you can check out marishascarborough.com.
One way you can get outdoors on Sunday is with a free walk at the Lenora Curtin Wetland Preserve, which is part of the Santa Fe Botanic Garden, but sort of way annexed out there. That's on Interstate 25 when you're near El Rancho de las Golondrinas. From 9 to noon on Saturdays and 1 to 4 p.m. on Sundays, you can walk through the 35-acre nature preserve. And Clayton Bass once explained to me that the best way to think about the wetland preserve is it's what happens when you add water to the desert. And given all the water we've added to the desert lately, I got to imagine the wildflower action there is phenomenal.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful country out there.
Yeah.
Again, if you haven't been outside this week.
Get outside.
Get outside and soak in some of the natural beauty that New Mexico has to offer. And when you're done, if you want to see live music, on Saturday at Gig, there's the, I'm going to say it wrong, the Bryze America Collective is going to be a world music, danceable world music experience. That's Saturday at the Gig.
I'm trying to figure out what the... Oh, it's going to be several days. Tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, likely a matinee, although I didn't write this down. The Santa Fe Shakespeare Society and Threshold Art Collective are presenting Taming of the Shrew over at the Scottish Rite Theater. And just seeing the Scottish Rite Theater is worth the trip. But consider disguises, masks, Shakespeare's favorite cover-up, cross-dressing. They're promising a romping good time for young and old alike. And there will be a special gala in the Grand Ballroom of the Temple after their final matinee. That's on Sunday, where they'll have champagne or cider toast with the cast, crew, musicians, and some of your favorite local artists and politicians. You're going to need to get a ticket for this, so go to thresholdnm.com, thresholdnm.com, or call 750-0124.
I'm so happy that they're using that venue
for
theater and public events.
And it's gorgeous in there.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the Scottish Rite Theater, they've got the most incredible sets, these old-fashioned flying backdrops.
The whole thing is very old-fashioned. Don't go in expecting some modern-day theater. It takes you back to kind of, I feel like I'm in an opera house, the Old West kind of opera house back in the 1800s. It's really neat.
Exactly, and now is your chance to see some Shakespeare there.
See some Shakespeare.
Let's see, art openings starting Friday, June 5th. There is a show by artist Catherine Lee, whose new show is Maps, Doors, and Coffins, Locating Absence at TAI Modern. It explores relationships between location, presence, and perception, and it's going to be a collection of oil paintings and handcrafted objects. If you have time next week to get up on Canyon Road, it should be a stimulating good time.
If you're planning to start your day tomorrow at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, you can sit in on a talk from 10 a.m. to noon in the community room about pollinator hotels. Loretta McGrath, who's the director of Pollinator Partners, will be talking about how you can plant the right plants, do the right things in your yard to attract more pollinators, especially our favorite honeybees, but also hummingbirds, bats, butterflies. I'd love to have some more bats in my yard. Eat a lot of insects.
We have bats here?
We do.
I didn't know.
Sometimes we have them in our house, but we're not going to talk about that.
Also, this Sunday, I believe, there's a lot of pollinator business going on. I think this Sunday in the rail yard, there's a whole honey festival.
Yes, there is.
With local honey and talks about bees, and Honey Harris is going to be there. And it's,
how appropriate is that?
It's very appropriate.
Monday through Saturday, every day, from 10:15 a.m. till about noon, museum-trained guides from the New Mexico History Museum lead historic downtown Santa Fe walks. And I've gone on a couple of them recently. You learn a lot about architecture, about famous events that happened in various buildings and some of the notorious events that happened in the buildings. You'll learn about bordellos and you'll learn about spies. And you might even learn a little bit about the horticulture, depending on which guide you get. You just have to show up around 10:15 a.m. by the blue gate that's just south of our main entrance there on Lincoln Avenue, and bring your out-of-town guests. Amaze them with how rich this history is in Santa Fe.
Or if you're walking in the evening, you can call Peter Sinclair, the original ghost tourist, who will take you through all of the haunted hotels and saloons and walk you down into the river to meet La Llorona.
Peter's also one of our docents, so you can ask him all kinds of questions about Santa Fe and its history, and he'll probably know the answer off the top of his head. Smart guy.
A charismatic and compelling man about town. if you'd like to book Sinclair, Peter Sinclair, for a ghost tour, you can call 505-983-7774.
Sunday at 5:30 p.m., the New Mexico Performing Arts Society will offer Brahms' Siegunerlieder and Liebeslieder waltzes. Forgive my German manglings. Pianists Deborah Ayers and Jacqueline Helen will perform with a vocal quartet, a soprano Kathleen Rich, mezzo-soprano Sarah Illefeld, tenor Andre Garcia-Nuthman, and bass Carlos Archuleta. Franz Note conducts the handful of assembled forces. This is at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel. That's up on Mount Carmel Road off Old Santa Fe on your way to, well, on your way to Museum Hill and then a little beyond that. You need to make a reservation at 886-1251, or you can visit nmperformingartssociety.org.
Very cool. Let's see, this Saturday, again, if you have children and are looking to put them in a very interesting-looking camp, the Golden Acorns Camp is having their registration accompanied by a full slew of events, including a lunch with live harp music, a presentation on wind doll making, a workshop for drum, dance, and song. Other classes include herbalism and a yoga class. There will be registration discounts all day with face painting as well. So if you'd like to go register your kid for summer camp and also learn something in the process, this sounds like an interesting place. It's the Golden Acorn Camp. If you have questions, you can call 505-795-9079.
How nice. Heads up, artists, writers, composers, and performers. Bandelier National Monument is looking for applicants to become artists in residence, and they're having one-month residency periods. They begin mid-September. They run through mid-December. I have to imagine that's a magical place in mid-December. So you would spend your time there and become creative and invent something new and wonderful. You can pick up a brochure at the Park Visitor Center or call 672-3861, extension 517. Here's your deadline, Monday. Get that application in.
I wouldn't mind spending a winter in Bandelier.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Especially if you got snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
That would be time to reflect on a very, very busy life.
Yeah.
I'll consider it.
Slow it way down.
I'll see what I can do. Let's see, if after you've gotten outside and found some solitude, if you want to watch television, the New Mexico PBS has an original production that's airing this Monday, June 1st, at 7 o'clock on Channel 5. It's a program about local arts called Painting Albuquerque. It features the artists Raymond Johnson, Carl von Hassler, Pavlita Velarde, Betty Sabo, etc., etc., etc. And it celebrates the culturally diverse painters and institutions that have contributed to Albuquerque's cultural identity and artistic legacy. That's 7 p.m. on Channel 5 this Monday.
And I strongly advise, after you watch that, go to the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History. Joe Troggett's new exhibit there, it's major, talks about modern art in Albuquerque. And under that classic Joe Troggett conception, modern art begins with flint napping arrowheads. And people being creative and on the edge. He talks in the exhibit about how artists in Santa Fe and Taos were creating a sort of nostalgic look back to a time that didn't quite exist as purely as the artists did it. But Albuquerque was this big industrial railroad town, and it drew cutting-edge artists from both coasts. They were teaching at UNM, Raymond Johnson and the like. And there's wonderful, wonderful examples of art. I was uplifted going through it.
New Mexico is always quietly on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
Let's see, speaking of modern art, at Phil's Space here in Santa Fe on Tuesday, June 16th, so we've got some time there, Tuesday, June 16th at Phil's Space, there is an opening called At Last, an exhibition of photographs by the photographer Sissy Ludlow. It'll be on display through June 20th, so be advised. exciting new contemporary art coming up at PhilSpace.
We've been focusing a lot on the Civil War the last couple of months at the New Mexico History Museum. We have a small exhibit called Fading Memories, Echoes of the Civil War, and we're partnering with the Santa Fe Opera, which is premiering the operatic version of Charles Frazier's novel Cold Mountain in August. If you want to kind of buff up your Civil War knowledge and especially understand more about how it erupted here in New Mexico, tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Every week they do this over at the Pecos National Historical Park. They'll give you a two-hour tour of the Battle of Glorieta Pass sites and monuments. And you're in a van most of the time. I imagine you'd pile out and look at things close up. To make a reservation for that, go to NPS, for National Park Service, nps.gov/PECO, like Pecos but without the S. Or just Google around for it. Pecos National Monument Civil War in the West Van Tour.
The Civil War history out there in the Pecos area is really fascinating.
It was a divisive battle. Had the Confederates made it through Glorieta Pass, they would have made their way to Colorado's gold fields. Potentially, they could have made their way to California's seaports, and the outcome of the war would have hung in the balance.
There it is. So, yeah, go check it out. It's beautiful country out there as well.
Gorgeous.
And you can buff up on your Civil War history.
There you go.
For this summer's opera.
And feel smart.
All right, let's see. I've got a collaboration between the IAIA Museum of Contemporary Native Arts and the Santa Fe Institute called Chaos to Complexity, Creative Collaboration. That is tomorrow, Saturday, from 2 to 4 at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, downtown Santa Fe. It's going to be an exploration of the creative process in art and science through a discussion between the Institute Professor Myrta Galasik and the artist Raven Cachone. It's going to be one more interesting intersection between science and art here in Santa Fe.
I hear music.
Do you have anything else?
I think that'll do it. That's enough for one weekend.
Well, Kate Nelson is here with us speaking of the arts. Thank you, Kate, so
absolutely
much for being with us.
Love being here. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Maxwell Lucas, sitting in today for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to our wonderful webmasters, Studio X.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Get outside.
Please get outside and take advantage of all the beauty that Santa Fe has to offer. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Ciao.